Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. Looking at my sheet here, I believe that we are on episode 17. I know I missed last week, that's because I was out in Kelowna for a few days, so I didn't have time to film anything, really. So that's why we skipped a week, but it's okay, we're back, we're doing it, and welcome to the Lucky Dip Podcast. If you're new here, we talk every single week about esports sometimes, talk just general gaming, talk about YouTube, creativity, sometimes just like life updates, business stuff. It's kind of a variety of things centered on me, and my name is Jordan. You can watch us on YouTube. You can listen to this on any streaming platform that has audio, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts, which is where I listen to it in 2x speed while I'm walking around playing Pokemon Go. That's just how I do it. I don't know why, it's just what I do. If you've been watching this for a while, if you're enjoying, hit like if you're watching, and leave a review on any of the listening platforms you're listening on. I appreciate it. I like reading comments, and I do want to incorporate you guys like a little bit more, as I mentioned a few podcasts ago. So if you have any questions, let me know. You can reach me on Twitter at vertical_rooster, and clips from this main podcast is also up on Vertical Rooster, the YouTube channel. And that's where you can just see little clips and other types of gaming-centered videos if you're into that. And then just on this main YouTube channel here is where we have the full episodes and then other just variety content such as vlogs and tours and all that good stuff, just kind of like YouTube content that I've been making since I was 12. So that's what I do. That's the Lucky Dip Podcast. That's where you can watch. That's where you can listen. And I think that's all. Let's get into this episode. Today, we're going to be talking, we're going to get back to a bit of the roots of the Lucky Dip Podcast. So it's going to be a bit more centered on gaming this week, Call of Duty specifically, and then also giving some updates on Cryst Gaming, which is the esports organization that I'm a co-founder of. So some exciting stuff that I want to talk about for both of these. I know for the past few weeks, this podcast has really kind of went into like the creative realm and kind of not stayed away from, but like I haven't really talked about gaming that much. And it's just because for the past couple of weeks, I've been focusing a lot more on like my personal creativity and trying to build my YouTube channel and stuff. And then as I was doing that, I realized, oh, there's a lot of things I want to talk about relating to creativity, relating to YouTube and money and all that stuff. And it just so happened that Cryst, the esports organization, was slowed down just for like a little bit, just because, I mean, not everything can be super, super high paced all the time. So we are a little bit slow for a couple of weeks. And that's why I kind of like just took a break from talking about it all the time. But today we're going to be talking about that. So if you like esports, you like gaming, you're going to like this episode. If you don't, you'll still learn something. I'm not going to go into too much crazy details about every little specific thing about Call of Duty or anything. So you'll enjoy it regardless, I think. So I'd much appreciate that. One last update really quick before we get into this is that I'm not going to be filming any normal YouTube videos, I guess you could say, on my main channel. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, this podcast, it's just gonna be the podcast being uploaded for the next couple of weeks, just because I'm in the process of moving. That takes up a lot of time. And then also, I just don't really have anything to make a video about yet. I'll have a lot more video ideas, and I have a lot of stuff that I will be doing once I actually move. But when I'm in the process, it's stressful enough, is the first part, to figure everything out. So I don't really wanna be like filming with a camera in my face as I'm trying to like actually figure things out. And then the other reason is just because I'm, as you can probably tell, things are kind of getting emptied slowly, so it's looking less nice, and I just, you know, I'm just trying to focus on moving. But the podcast is easy to do. I just sit down, we chat for half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever the case is, and we just have a good time. So I'll be doing this one still, but no other YouTube videos will be uploaded until I move, and then there will be a lot of videos, updates, apartment tours, everything that you can think of I will be doing. Tips, advice. I think that's what I'm going to transition this channel into a little bit, to help other people who are my age, because that's my main demographic. And just help everyone out, as we're all experiencing life basically and learning new things as we go. And if I can help somebody out, that's great. One last update is that I will be moving, like I said, in a couple of weeks. I think actually just about 2 weeks from now. I'm not entirely sure. I think around September 1st or September 6th is when I'll be moving. I did get confirmed that I got my apartment. Very, very excited, because if you remember last week when I was talking about manifestation, sorry, 2 weeks ago on the podcast, when I was talking about manifestation, I said my short-term goal that I was manifesting is trying to get a condo, an apartment, just a place to live in Kelowna, because there it is super, super expensive, super hard to find a place, and I did. I got it. So that's awesome. Things really work out. It's kind of crazy. I'm not going to dive too deep into it, but basically my one cousin who has lived near here, like in this province in Alberta forever, I guess moved to Kelowna a couple of months ago, and it just so happens that as I am moving out there, she's moving to a bigger apartment, so I actually was got approved, and I got her old apartment, so things really work out, and I'm really thankful because I was ghosted from every other person I talked to, or applied to even, for all these basement suites and condos and apartments and everything. So if this didn't work out, I would be in some deep trouble, but it did. It worked out. Everything's great. Things happen for a reason. Just let it flow. That's, I think it's called the law of non-attachment, detach. I don't know. I don't want to get into too many crazy things. Let's talk about gaming. Let's talk about esports. Thank you for letting me ramble. Let me see. Let me just check how long that was. 1 second. That was a 6 minute intro. Not bad. I'm also wearing my adventure hat today. If you're not watching, it's okay. It doesn't matter to you. When I didn't film this, I did not look very presentable. And now I just wear a variety of hats because I feel like it. So yeah. Also, when I do move, I will have like a nicer space to film, and I'm actually going to be using, as I've mentioned before, I'll actually be using my Sony. Sorry, this is what? Why did I just say Sony? I don't even have a Sony. My Canon. I'll actually be using my actual camera, and I have actual microphones with my actual recorder as well, which I can't show you because it's all hidden away. I am like packing everything up, so like my drawers and stuff beside me, everything's empty. So yeah, I can't pull it out right now. That's also why I'm not filming, is because I'm organizing stuff, so I don't want to have a lot of things like loose while like filming and whatnot. You know, I don't want to have all my things just out and about. So I have everything packed away in bags and camera gear. It's over there. You can't really see it, but it's behind the bed. Anyways, that's just one of the reasons also why, because I don't want to lose stuff or forget things. So I'm organizing now, planning ahead. Let's talk esports. Okay. Call of Duty Champs just happened. If you don't know anything about Call of Duty or anything, that's okay. This is basically the Stanley Cup, the Grey Cup, the Super Bowl of Call of Duty. So it's a big event. It's throughout the year. So I guess to give a bit of context, this is the second year of the Call of Duty League. Before that, for years and years and years, it was called Call of Duty World League, and it was more of like not franchised, so anybody could kind of enter. It was like open bracket. There was like tons and tons of teams, less prize pool money, I believe, and it was a lot of fun though those years. But this is the second year of franchising, which makes it more like traditional sports, which means that they're, instead of like private organizations like Christ Gaming having a team, it's like private organizations having a team but representing a city, just like NHL or football or any of those other sports. So basically, instead of it just being Cryus Gaming, it would be like Calgary Cryus, or it would probably be a different name, but like we could be the owner of it, right? So like it might not even say Cryus in the name if we were to have a team, but it's also $25 million buy-in. I don't even know if they're expanding. There's only 12 teams right now, which is a little small in my opinion. But yeah, so for example, one of the teams is Seattle Surge. Then there's Chicago Optic or Optic Chicago, Atlanta FaZe, Dallas, what are they? Dallas Empire. Sorry, I blanked there because I said Chicago Optic and it's Optic Chicago. And it really just threw me for a complete loop. That's the team that I root for the most. But yeah, so they went from having open bracket, which means anybody can kind of join. There might be some buy-ins for some tournaments and stuff. But that would be like Cryus Gaming versus Optic Gaming in a sense, you know, or Cryus Gaming versus FaZe Clan, stuff like that. But now it's like the city's backing it. So making it more like traditional sports, which is a good thing and a bad thing. But also, you know, throwing the pandemic right at the beginning of it really messed things up. So I think they're going to get into like the actual swing of things, because it started strong last year, right? With the, or 2019, before everything happened, it started for a couple like months and it was really good. And obviously, everything was online, everything was crazy for a little bit, and then just this year, it ended on a good note too, because things were back on LAN in the States. So that means that it was like really, really good. But we haven't had a full season where it's just everything's on LAN, everything's planned out exactly how they wanted it to be, right? Because obviously the league had plans, they had ideas, all of the teams had ideas for their homestands, they're called, like when the teams go play at the city that they represent. So everybody had these ideas, but they couldn't do any of them for obvious reasons, because everything was online and there was so much confusion and everything in the world for the past year and a half, over a year and a half. So, you know, I don't want to give them too much trouble because they haven't really had the opportunity. Like the CDL, the Call of Duty League, hasn't really had the opportunity to really show and demonstrate what they want to. And then also for the teams, it sucks because they've been playing online, which has, you know, server differences, and just online, you don't have the crowd out there. You might not be in the same facility. So there could be internet issues. There could be lag issues. There could be ping. It's all these like crazy internet stuff that I don't even fully understand, but I just know that when you're on LAN, which means you're on the same network, you're in the same literally physical location, everybody's on the exact same playing field, you have people watching, you have spectators, that is when it's at the top of competitive integrity. That's when you're at the top tier of whatever game you're playing. So that's what normally all esports are on LAN, like the big events, whether that's Valorant, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Rocket League. All of them like are in person because, again, that's like at the competitive pro level, I should say, that's like the best it can be. At the amateur level, there might be smaller LAN events, but nothing to the scale, of course, as like these pro events. But even now, I want to start, which I'll talk about when we're doing some Cryos updates about like some things that that we want to try. You know, doing like local LAN events would be a lot of fun now that things are kind of getting opened up a little bit more, that like the vaccine's been rolling out and all of that. Hopefully we can start doing some more like in-person stuff, because trying to run a business online, it works, especially in esports, but it's just not as fun. You know, like I like people, I like to connect with people. So that's something that we want to try to do, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'll talk about some of the Cry stuff after. Let's keep talking COD champs for right now. So the team that won it all, they won $1.2 million just in this one event, because it's COD champs, was Atlanta FaZe. All year, they've been completely dominant. They have literally only lost a couple of series throughout the entire season, which goes from, I think it started in January this year, and there was about five majors, which are like once a month or so, and then between that is just like league play, which are just, you know, you just play and whatnot. So they won basically everything, and it was, I mean, they were the favorites to win, and of course they did, and not in a completely dominant fashion. But I mean, all year they were the team to beat. They were the team that was unbeatable for the most part of the season, truthfully. They were crazy. And so they won it all. I'm happy for them. They're a really good team and stuff. It just kind of sucks because even last year, right, in Modern Warfare, so this year was Call of Duty, what was it called? Black Ops Cold War, right? That was the season and that was the game that they were playing. They're all Call of Duty games, but every single year Call of Duty comes out with a new game. Right, so the one that was out last year was Modern Warfare, and again, FaZe was dominant through the entire year. Granted, again, half of it, not even half, I don't think, a little bit of it was on LAN, but then Call of Duty Champs was online. So it wasn't as fun, it wasn't as hype, and you know, you could argue that there wasn't as much competitive integrity, or that there could have been, you know, internet issues, some things I explained earlier, and they didn't win last year. They actually lost. They were in the finals, and they lost to Dallas Empire. So this year, it was FaZe versus Toronto Ultra. Toronto Ultra came from out of nowhere this year and like became literally a dominant team. And so it was those two in the finals, and FaZe came out on top. Now, I'll be honest, it's hard because just from even a spectator's, you know, point of view, we watched the first part of the season, right, online. So you kind of get to know certain things. You're kind of used to the format. It's not very good. Like, obviously, they can't do anything about it. The league can't really. The players can't. But it's like you're watching things online and you just know that like some teams are better online and some teams aren't, right? Some teams might have better internet. Some teams might be playing out of a facility where they have like super high speed, fiber optic, whatever the case is. And so when you see that and then it goes to LAN, we started to see some other teams picking it up, like some bottom teams winning when they couldn't win anything online. So the reason I bring that up is because it's great that FaZe won, but I was really hoping that some other teams might have been able to like, you know, step up a little bit when it's on LAN. But when you play the entire year losing and you have like one chance basically to make a difference when it's like in COD champs, it's really hard to do. So I mean, I didn't have the highest expectations, but it's just cool when like underdogs, you know, everybody loves an underdog story when like, you know, all year was online and then all of a sudden they get on LAN and they start winning. And I mean, that was the case last major with Seattle Surge. They were like one of the bottom teams and they almost won. They beat out some of the biggest teams. They beat Atlanta at the last major, which is crazy, because like I just said, Atlanta FaZe is the team that won it all this past weekend, and they are the best team in the league. So it was like the worst team versus the best team, and the worst team won last month. So yeah, I don't want to get too nitty gritty, but basically I just wanted to say that LAN is awesome. Lan, just hearing the crowd, seeing the people getting hyped, seeing the announcers and the casters and everybody like in person, and the players literally in front of you playing, and they can interact with each other on a stage, like on the main stage, is the best. And the reason that I bring this up is because I never used to watch competitive Call of Duty until the Call of Duty League started last year with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So I only got to see a tiny, tiny bit of LAN last year before everything was online. The start of this year, everything was online. So I only got to see a little bit at the beginning last year, 2019, and then a little bit at the end here in 2021. So I'm very, very excited to see next season with Call of Duty Vanguard, which is actually the new Call of Duty, going to be coming out, to see that all on LAN and to see how the production changes and to see like all the different things they integrate and to see, because again, this is the best of the best, you know, the top 1% of the top 1%, right? Like the best players in Call of Duty. So when you see them on the stage, on the main stage in person, that is the best you can get, and that they're playing on the most equal playing field you can. The fans are getting hyped. Everyone's getting hyped. The production quality is better. So I'm very excited to see the next season completely online because I've only seen a tiny bit of it. So that'll be great. And it'll be awesome to see like which teams do good, which teams do worse. The other thing that I want to mention quick is that when the Call of Duty League first started, I think all of the players were signed to a two-year contract. So whatever team they were on, unless they got traded or whatever the case was, they were kind of stuck with the team. Not that that's a bad thing. But now a lot of their contracts are up, which means that next year, for Call of Duty Vanguard, there could be completely new teams, because that means that the players who were signed to a two-year contract, if they're not renewing the contract, they can go anywhere. They're free agents, which means that there's going to be a really big shakeup in the rosters, and that's going to be very exciting. So that might mean that some of the bottom teams that we think of now or that happened this season or last season could be top-tier teams next year. Not that they couldn't be this year, because again, they're like the best of the best. But it just so happened that in replacings, it could be completely new teams. So it'll be very interesting to see how that works. Players are going to be shifting around everywhere. So the identity, I guess I should say, of the teams that you know, you might have seen last year, this year, based off of the cities, will change. The players are going to be changing like completely for the most part. So it'll be very interesting to see. It'll be on LAN. I'm excited. The format for Call of Duty Champs was a little weird because I think FaZe only won two games before they were in the finals. That's just the way they have it laid out. It's like you barely play. I don't know how they did it before because I didn't watch. They could probably do it better, but I don't have any tips on that. I just know that it's a little weird when like the team that won $1.2 million, granted they were, like I said, dominant all year, but they only had to win two games in the winner's bracket. Then they're in the winner's final, or maybe it was three games. I don't remember. But it was a very, very little amount that they had to play, and then they like won it all. So it's like they might have played like once a day, where some other teams played like two or three times a day. I don't know if that's normal. I don't know what they did before. I'm just saying, from my perspective as like a newer viewer, a newer spectator, it's just like a little weird format. But I mean, that's been the case throughout the entire season because they're trying to switch it up. But yeah, that's about all I had to say regarding that. One last thing that I want to touch on. So if you're listening right now, there's going to be a clip about this on, maybe there'll be a clip. I don't actually know. I don't know if it's that interesting, but I just want to show you guys some prize money because the money that these guys got was a lot. And I think it's quite interesting. So if we go over here to Charlie Intel on Twitter, the Call of Duty News. This is mostly, you know, I'll touch on this in a second. Let's go to the money here first. So this is CDL Intel. You can see that in 2021 here, this is how much money everybody made. So Bears Legion made $0. Royal Ravens, London Royal Ravens got $10,000 this season. The Los Angeles Gorillas got $20,000. Seattle Surge won $40,000. There's only 12 teams. I'm going to read them all. Florida Mutineers made $65,000. The LA Thieves, Los Angeles Thieves, won $105,000. It goes up from here, folks. Optic Chicago made $295,000. New York Subliners made $315,000. The Minnesota Rocker made $410,000. Dallas Empire made $670,000. Here's where it gets big, folks. The Toronto Ultra this season won $1,140,000. And then Atlanta FaZe, just show this, look at this dominance, okay? Atlanta FaZe won $1.9 million. And last season, they won $1.1 million they won last year, which means that in total, they've won a lot. There might actually be a picture here. So in the total, since the CDL began, right? Because it's only been 2 years in the CDL, Atlanta FaZe has won over $3 million in winnings. Then right below them is Dallas Empire with over $2 million. And then there's a couple of teams such as Toronto Ultra and Optic Chicago that have over $1 million. And then it goes down from there. But isn't that crazy the amount of money that is? Like, holy, that just that one event yesterday was a ton of money. Or sorry, not yesterday. I don't know what I'm talking about. On the weekend was so much money, over $1 million, which is crazy. So yeah, I just wanted to show that. Last thing that I want to kind of talk about is Call of Duty Vanguard, because that's going to be the new game for next year. It's going to be centered around World War II. So just some updates on it. Doors are going to be opening and closing again, which I personally didn't like. That was in Modern Warfare, which was the Call of Duty before this one. It's not like a mechanic that should be in the game. The alpha for it, which means like you can start to play it before anybody else can to like test it out, but it's usually not that good. It's like, you know, the game's not going to run as quite as well as it will later on, and plus you'll usually get one game mode, which is like gunfight or something. It's a 2v2, so I probably won't even do that. But that's coming out soon. I think at the end of the month actually is when it's coming out. Last thing is that Vanguard is going to be running on Modern Warfare's engine. So different Call of Duties, different titles have different engines, because they, every year when a new Call of Duty game comes out, it's run or created by a different company. So sometimes it's run by, you know, sometimes it's a couple of them at once, but usually the big ones are, let's say, Treyarch, and it's Infinity Ward, and Sledgehammer Games. So those are kind of like the main three, but obviously like a lot of people work on them, a lot of different companies work on them. But anyways, Modern Warfare, like I said, that was last year's Call of Duty, and that's the engine that this new Call of Duty Vanguard is going to be on. And like I said, Vanguard is going to be based around World War II, which they already had a World War II game not too long ago. I barely played it. It was very boring. So I'm hoping that this game's good, but I don't really know. I personally didn't like Modern Warfare's engine that much. I just like Treyarch games, like the Black Ops series. Those are some of my favorite Call of Duty games. And I just like the way that they run. I like the way that they look. Black Ops Cold War, the one that is this year, the one that, is, you know, the season around the Call of Duty League was just being played on, was okay. It's not my favorite game, but I personally like it a bit more than Modern Warfare's engine, so we'll have to see how that goes. Warzone stuff, I don't really care about, and I guess a lot of people actually like Modern Warfare's engine, which makes sense. Here's the other thing that makes sense, is that Modern Warfare's engine is also played the same engine that is on Warzone. Warzone is Call of Duty's version of a Battle Royale game, such as Fortnite or Apex Legends or any of these other games. So if you play Modern Warfare, if you play Warzone, it'll be the same engine as this new Call of Duty coming out, which is nice, because that means that the pro players can probably play Warzone because it's the same engine. They couldn't play Warzone as much this year because it's a Treyarch game with Black Ops, so it feels different. Like, it's crazy to think, but if you don't play, you might not understand, but like, it literally feels different playing the game Black Ops Cold War versus playing Warzone or Modern Warfare, because it's a different engine. So moving feels different, the time to kill is different, everything about it feels different. So now that it's going to be on the same engine, Warzone and Vanguard, means that you can go in between them and it'll feel the same. The game is different because one of them is, you know, a first-person shooter, like with different game modes in Vanguard, and then Warzone is a battle royale, which means there's like 100 players who drop in. You can be in squads, you can be in duos, you can be single, and it's the last one to survive wins. You get one life, and if you die, you go to the gulag, and then when you're in there, it's like a 1v1. If you win, you're back in the game. It's, you know, I don't need to go too much into it, but basically it's like a completely different game, but it'll be on the same engine, which means pro players should hopefully be able to play that, which means they can play some, you know, more tournaments, they can get some stuff for content, which would be a bit exciting because they play the games a ridiculous amount because they have to if they're pros. That is all I wanted to talk about for Call of Duty. Let me just change this back to this screen. I also realized, I'm good. Sorry, I thought that I had a different setting for my microphone or something. So that's all I wanted to talk about regarding Call of Duty. Hope you guys enjoyed that little segment. I don't know if I'll have any clips from that. Sometimes I just, when I'm doing stuff, I don't really know if I have any good clips, because sometimes it's just, like, there's nothing like a certain time that like works, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it does, but in my brain it makes sense, because you need to have like a decent clip, and sometimes there's just nothing that's like clippable that's, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. Sometimes I talk about something for a minute, that's not really worth clipping in my opinion. Okay, so next thing that I want to talk about now is just, sorry, I'm clicking my mouse a ton, that's because I was just making sure that everything's working. We're going to talk about Cryze Gaming a little bit. This might be a bit of a shorter podcast just because I don't want to drag things on. sometimes. I know that I did that long intro and we just talked about Call of Duty for a little bit, but if it ends around 40 minutes or so, that's okay for this week. And that might be the case for the next couple of weeks until I move. Once I move, I'm going to try to make them a bit longer again. I want to try to have some guests in person if possible. I don't know how that's all going to work yet. I got to meet people first before I have them on. But that's further down the line for Lucky Dip. Let's talk about Cryos Gaming. So, as I mentioned, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I'm the co-founder of a Western Canadian esports organization called Cryos Gaming. Originally, this podcast, I was going to talk a lot more about Cryos Gaming, but sometimes when you're starting a business and whatnot that's completely online and where nobody who you work with lives in the same city as you do, it's kind of hard to always give updates or to film videos about it, because everything I do is just sitting right here at my desk. Whether that's streaming, whether that's coming up, you know, writing documents out, whether that's having meetings, everything is like right here. I don't leave this location. So to kind of keep talking about it sometimes is easier, but also sometimes it gets like a little dry, because it's not like, oh, we went to an event, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It's sort of like, well, I did this update and whatnot. It's like little things, behind the scenes things, that might not be super exciting. And it was more so for the video part on this channel, if you're watching. On this channel, that's what I was going to originally like start doing vlogs about, was Cryos Gaming. I was going to try to like build up an audience about it, and try to get some hype around it, you know, bring the audience to Cryos, bring Cryos audience over to me, sort of like what Hex does, who is the founder and the CEO and whatnot of Optic, which is Optic Chicago, and also just Optic Gaming in general. So he like posts personal vlogs and stuff, so if you like Optic Gaming, you'll watch his videos just to like learn more. So I was kind of going to do something like that, but I got to wait until things start happening in person again, because like I said, I can't film like anything that is valuable to share visually because it's just in my computer. So there's that. So I said that for the past couple of weeks, things have been like a little slower with Cryos, and that's just because, you know, we've been doing this since January, but Cryos has been around since March. We've had our Rocket League team since May. They've been competing since June. Like, things have been like rolling and happening fast, but then our other co-founder Alex had to move out of Calgary a couple of weeks ago to start a new job in a small town. So he's been really busy doing that, working crazy hours, because he's doing stuff with like a TV broadcasting company, and sometimes those hours are like nuts. So like that's been a little tougher because he's been busy, so we haven't been able to have meetings, and then, you know, our team's just been competing, but like there's not much updates. We haven't like filmed anything. So we also realized we want to take a little bit of a break from filming all the time, because like our main, since both of us graduated with like, you know, broadcasting degrees, and we both have like that creative outlook in a sense, or that creative drive, we really wanted to have content be like one of the main pillars of building this organization. But then once we start doing it, we also realize that since we're the two co-founders and we're the only two like doing stuff behind the scenes in a sense, because like we're the ones who founded it, we're doing everything, and that gets really, really stressful to do a bit of everything and then also make content, because when you make content, it is so much editing, it is so much planning, it is so much filming that goes into it, that it takes up a lot of time and it gets very stressful. So we were able to do it for a little bit because all we were doing was working on Cryos. Like for a couple of months after we graduated in April, we were like, yo, let's just work on Cryos a little bit. But then obviously reality sets in, and that's when you're like, hey, we're not making any with Cryos, we actually have to get jobs. Which, you know, that part kind of sucks, because obviously if I just do this full time right now, I would, but unfortunately we can't. So we're going to be taking it part time. Things have been a little bit better now since he's been done like training and whatnot. So he kind of knows what he's doing. He kind of has more set hours. He's settled into the town. But now, of course, as soon as he's settled in, I'm leaving to a completely new province, about the same distance away, just about. He's still in Alberta, but I'm going to be moving to British Columbia, moving to BC, which is, you know, very exciting for me. Also a little scary, but it also just means that I'll be an hour behind Alberta, which means that I'll be 2 hours behind Manitoba, which is a province where all of our Rocket League players are from. So right now it's a little easier because Alex and I are in the same time zone, right? And our players are in the same time zone as each other. We're not, you know, we're an hour behind them, but it stays consistent. But now it'll be I'm in one time zone, Alex is in one time zone, and then our teammates, our players rather, not our teammates, I'm not on the team, our players are in another time zone, and then sometimes we've had casters and stuff who are in another time zone on the East Coast. So I'm on the West Coast, and we have players who are in throughout Central Canada. So that's going to be like a bit of an adjustment. We're going to have to talk about time, you know, Pacific time or Central time or Mountain time, whenever we're writing down times, which is going to be like a big difference. Also, since I'll be working full-time and my hours may vary, I'm gonna have to be taking Christ part-time as well. So both Alex and I will be part-time now working on Christ, which just means we're gonna slow down the content side of things just a little bit, because we want to try to post at least once a month, like a YouTube video, and we want to try to upload some TikToks and maybe stream once in a while as well. But we have a bit less of a focus on it because we realized when you're first starting out and you don't have any backing, whether that's, you know, a previous fan base or just financial backing from investors and stuff, it's really hard to go right out of the gate and like post a ton of content and also compete because you don't have that fan base built yet. So that the only way to get a fan base is to create content and to win and be a really good team, right? So those are the two ways, but it's like focusing completely on the content at the very beginning is not really helping us that much because we don't have those fans yet, because we have to try to figure out our competitive team and like really nail that in and work on that and like build a solid team, which we are doing. And our team has been practicing a bit more and like we're working with them to like, you know, get even better and stuff. And we're trying to get some really good subs in who can just, you know, interchange if we have to. And so the chemistry will be built. We're trying to find, different behind the scenes people to help out, such as like team managers and whatnot, so they can keep track of the team, keep them in check, keep them going. And basically by Alex and I taking it part-time, taking Christ part-time, means that we're trying to like, you know, get people on the team now who can fill our shoes in a sense, not necessarily from like, you know, a business standpoint, but more so just from, you know, the team standpoint. If we want our team to keep doing good and competing all the time, we might not be available all day, right? We might only be available in evenings, let's say, but if we have a team manager who can come in and like keep track of everything and like let us know updates and keep the team in check and make sure that they're on time for scrims, make sure they are scrimming, make sure they have coaching sessions, make sure they're competing in the proper leagues, events, tournaments, they know times, that'll be taking a ton off of our shoulders, big weight off our shoulders, because then we can like do our main jobs and then help grow Cryus from a business sense when we have free time. Because taking it back to our roots, when we were first planning Cryus Gaming back in, you know, February, March, before we like fully launched, that's what we want to kind of get back to, is trying to pursue those ideas. And as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this podcast, since things are starting to open up a little bit more, people are getting vaccinated, things are getting a little more back to normal, we want to try to do stuff with the communities where we're from. Now, granted, we are all in different communities, but if we all kind of go out on our own, like, I don't mean our players don't have to do it, but I just mean like Alex and I kind of just going out and just talking to people and working with like local people. We want to try to build like a nice fan base and also just connect with people to show them like, look at what esports is, you know? So I don't exactly know what that's going to entail, but I'm hoping to have, you know, either watch parties or tiny little LAN events in person, or just working with universities. I don't know. There's like so much stuff to do, that just ideas floating around. But if we have people on Cryus who help run the logistical side of things, like our team or social media and stuff, then Alex and I, who are the co-founders who have the big ideas, can kind of work on those big ideas. Because the hardest part that we didn't realize was going to happen is that once we started getting our team together and like actually doing things, we were focused on just the present day, what's happening, putting out tweets, doing streaming, working with our team, you know, doing all this stuff, editing videos, creating content, that we didn't even have time to think back about the bigger ideas for the stuff we wanted to do as a company, the stuff we wanted to do as a Western Canadian esports organization. So having now people who can help us do this day-to-day stuff, so we'll continue to grow, who can help us make content and whatnot, maybe some content creators, like we're working with a lot of different options. Having people to keep growing Cryus, even if we are idle while we're at work, then in our free time, we can kind of remember those big ideas and start putting those into motion. So I think I might have over-explained that. I'm not entirely sure. Sometimes like when I say stuff, I say it multiple times because in my brain, I'm trying to explain it to myself. If that makes sense, I don't really know. But yeah, the point is, the more people that can help us build Cryus day to day means that the more Alex and I can build Cryus with those big ideas and put those ideas in motion, because we have a lot of cool things we want to do, but you get caught up in posting a tweet or streaming or making sure the players are entering tournaments or updating the website. Like, there's so much little things that you don't realize you have to do when you get started that it can become overwhelming. And that's why things were slow for a bit, because like all we were doing was like little things, and then we kind of lost our focus on what started Cryus, you know? Because when you're in the planning phase, that's like a really exciting phase because you're like, oh, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We want to do this. We're going to do this. And like, it's just planning. But when you actually start doing it, you get caught up in doing those things. And then you forget about all these ideas that you had. Sorry if I explained it like 100 times. It's just, I'm trying to make it so it makes sense, not only for you, but for me. Because sometimes I like write down a note, like one sentence saying, taking part-time, growing team. And then I got to remember like what I mean by that and then explain it as I go. But that's the fun of a podcast. Last thing before we end this episode of the Lucky Dip podcast, I want to just give some Rocket League updates since our team is still in action. They're still playing and they're doing quite well. Our TELUS Esports series ended a while ago. That one was dumb. I'm not going to get into it at all. I already complained about it before on the podcast. That's done, dusted, over with. I don't remember what placing we came into, but right near the end, we were actually in contention. We clinched a playoff spot and then they changed. This is the only thing I'll talk about. I know I said I won't talk about it. This thing really made me angry. I don't think I've talked about it. So we actually clinched a playoff spot in the TELUS Esports Series. But then they switched how they rank the teams, which apparently they were going to do the whole time. But on their website, they had us ranked really high. And then they put in the difference or whatever. Like they integrated it into the website. And then we went from like up here to like down here. Based off of, I forget what it was based off, but it was something else. And it's just really annoying because I'm like, why didn't you rank the teams like that the whole time? So we would not have had the hopes that, oh my goodness, we actually clinched it. Because we didn't. And they switched it and then all of our standings got messed up. And it was just a huge mess. It was really frustrating. But regardless, that's done. So right now we're in the Indie Gaming League. We're in the playoffs. We won our first playoff game last week. Alex did a bit of a watch party, which was awesome. And we had a caster doing the casting for us. I'm not sure when we play next. I think probably on the weekend. I think we'll be playing. So yeah, we're in the playoffs for that, which is great. We won our first game, playoff game. Awesome. We're also still playing in the Blackline Championship Series. That one's also really fun. We get a lot of engagement on Twitter and stuff through that one. And usually like the guy who runs it, it's like kind of like a private league in a sense. Like this guy just runs it and stuff and he'll post stuff on his Twitch. He'll stream it a lot and do casting for it, which is awesome. So we're still playing that. We're doing decent, I think. I don't know if we're doing as good as we first started out because, like, again, things got kind of slow. We all kind of lost focus and we're trying to regain that now. And so I don't know if we're doing like super good in that one, but Indie Gaming League, is the one we're doing really good in. Now, the most exciting one is the Canadian Esports Championship Series Season 2 coming in October. So the Canadian Esports Championship Series is based out of Manitoba, where all of our players are from, and that's the first league that we actually found our players from. So they played in that league, they were undefeated, they won the whole thing, which is awesome. And now season two of that is coming up in October, and some events might be on LAN. They haven't officially announced anything, but from what I've heard and seen in Discord service and stuff, is I don't know how it's going to work, but they might have some tournaments for that on LAN, which means it's going to be in person. If you just remember me talking about how hyped I was about Call of Duty being on LAN, I'm more hyped about our team potentially playing on LAN for some Rocket League events. Again, I don't know how it's going to work. I'm also going to be in BC, which is like a long ways away from Manitoba. Manitoba's like right in the middle of Canada. BC is on the west coast, you know, Pacific Northwest basically is what it is. Where I'm going to be living, I don't know how I'll be able to get there or if I can, but if I could once, that'd be sick. If not, at least our players will be playing in person, which would be very exciting for them. I'm sure they're really excited. And it works out for those guys because they're all in Manitoba. And I think a lot of the other teams as well are in Manitoba. Because although it's the Canadian Esports Championship Series, it's run by the Manitoba Esports Association. So again, a lot of it is based out of Manitoba, which is totally fine. It's just, it'll be exciting for those guys. So we're excited for that. I'll give more updates as they come out. But that would be amazing stuff. And with that, I think this episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast is over. I do really want to get to 40 minutes. I wasn't running out of time, but I was like looking at the clock I don't have the clock up because when I look at it, I get distracted. But now that I can see it, we're less than a minute away from 40 minutes. So maybe this week we're going to end it exactly at 40 minutes. So I have to talk for the next, 50 seconds, which if you know me, that's pretty easy to do. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, leave a like if you're watching. Leave a comment if you're watching. I want to try to do some Q&A stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed this going back to the roots of gaming. Not every week's going to be gaming. And I do still want to have guests on, but I'm not going to try to have guests on for a couple of weeks till I get settled in my new place. Again, very excited about the new place. Going to be starting my new job. pretty soon, which is also exciting. That starts in September, I think the second week of September. I'm not entirely sure, so I'll have a few days to get adjusted once I move there in a couple of weeks, and I'll be doing YouTube updates on this. If you're listening, please leave a rating. You can leave a comment on that as well. I much appreciate it. Thank you guys for watching. I'm dragging this out just a little bit longer because I need to talk for 5 more seconds. I just about screwed it up. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Bye. Yes, that was perfect. That's exactly. Oh, now I'm talking a little bit extra, but I ended it perfect. This part doesn't count. I ended it on 40 minutes. This part doesn't count.